And now, the Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company players bring you their production of The Shadow Government.
Deep in Washington, D.C., lives a group that has the ability to cloud citizens' minds. What evil lurks in the heart of the shadow government? Mark Maron knows. When we last left our hero, his search for Colin Powell had led him to a New York strip club called the Velvet Peanut. He was looking for a lady with a snake.
Hey, baby, want to dance?
Sorry, doll. I'm working a case. I'm a private dick.
You and every other guy who comes in here, except you're a little more private.
I thought you worked with a snake.
I do. He's my boss, and he's waiting for you in the back room.
Well, 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 look whose luck just ran out.
It was the torture master himself, Alberta Torquemada Gonzalez, with three of his goons. And they were looking at me the way Laura Bush would look at Harvey Firestein. And that ain't pretty, no matter which way you're facing. Surprised to see you here, Gonzalez. Guess I didn't get the memo.
Keep cracking wise, Seamus. I'm about to get Abu Ghraib on your ass. Grab him, boys.
Hey, wait, guy. They worked me over like I was Cat Stevens going through airport security. When I came to, I was strapped to a chair, tied up worse than a universal health care bill in committee. And Gonzalez was coming toward me with a bullwhip.
You're gonna tell me what you know about Powell, but I only know one way to ask.
I knew Gonzalez was just trying to rattle me, but he was gone. Wacko, playing with half a deck. He was zeroing in on me like a senior citizen on a bottle of Canadian blood pressure pills.
Is this the champagne room?
It was my pal Bill Clinton with a friend. Hey, Bubba, get me out of here.
Hey, buddy. Gonzalez, now I know what's going on here. Let him go.
You want him? Come and get him.
You know, my doctor said I should avoid spicy foods, but I'm in the mood for a little Mexican.
Oh, great. The squeaky little lawyer from Houston versus the 58-year-old former president with a heart condition. These guys had less muscle than a Guantanamo prisoner on a hunger strike.
You hit like a girl, Clinton.
That was a girl. This is Mindy. I met her at the bar. This is me.
Gonzalez went down like Bush's job numbers.
You all right, buddy?
Yeah, just help me get untied. I looked around, Gonzalez had vanished quicker than mainstream news coverage of the Iraq War. I gotta light out of here, Bubba, and find Colin Powell.
Pal, buddy, he's in Washington, hawking his resume like Rumsfeld handed out no-bid contracts to Halliburton.
New York was a bum steer and Washington was calling my name, but I had one more thing to do.
These dances are on me, buddy, and when you get to Washington, remember what I told you about the inauguration.
Will Mark get to Washington in time to save Colin Powell from the swinging, razor-sharp death trap over the Jefferson Memorial? Have I just given away next week's episode? Can you disregard everything I just said? Find out next time when we hear Mindy say,
I don't care if he is your friend, Bill. That cheap bastard didn't tip me.
That's next week on The Shadow Government. And remember to tune in later to Morning Sedition's old-time radio presentation of the comedy team of Maron and Riley.
I'm asking you for the last time, who's in the first segment of the show this morning?
No, who's in the fifth segment after the news break?
I'm not asking what's in the fifth segment.
No, who's in the fifth segment? What's in the third segment?
I don't give a darn who's in the third segment.
Oh, he's doing traffic and weather.
No.
That's the comedy team of Maron and Riley. Coming up later...